Baltimore County students will be doing distance learning through at least the first semester of the coming school year. And last night, the Baltimore County School Board got into the nitty-gritty of what that's going to look like. Everything from attendance to class schedules to conduct to sports got narrowing out. WYPR's John Lee listened in on the meeting and joins us this morning. John, what issues did school board members seem most concerned about?
Well, you heard a lot of concern about how those students who cannot connect to the internet are going to be able to participate in distance learning. The answer to that is they'll be given hotspots. And for those students who live in rural Baltimore County and can't access the internet, even with a hotspot, there'll be broadband offered in the parking lots of some of the schools. Board member Lily Rowe wanted to know if school resource officers would monitor those parking lots to keep students safe.
Because sitting in a parking lot in your car is not necessarily something that is considered the safest thing in the world to do.
School Superintendent Darrell Williams agreed with Rowe that they would have to develop a safety plan for those school parking lots. School board members wanted to know about attendance, how that was going to be taken. There's concern about students checking in and checking out of virtual learning or just not showing up at all. The answer is elementary school attendance will be taken at the start of each school day. Attendance of middle and high school students will be taken throughout the day.
Taking attendance is something that happens in a normal school day, even though this coming school year will be anything but that. What other ways will the county try to create a regular school day for students?
Yeah, that lack of structure in the school day was one of the major criticisms of the spring online learning when school systems across Maryland had to close quickly as the COVID pandemic worsened. So there will be a bell schedule. Normal grading will return. Board member Makita Scott wanted to know about a dress code or code of conduct during virtual learning. The answer she got back from the administration is they're working on it. Board member Cheryl Pastura, who is a retired principal, said fall instruction will be the real deal.
What we're about to begin is real school. This is not in any way, shape, or form reflective of what was done during the spring.
Principals will have the autonomy to decide what school schedules will look like. For instance, does a high school have 4 periods or 7 periods a day? And there's a little wiggle room when it comes to start time. Classes can start no earlier than 8 a.m. Students and their families can expect to start seeing their school schedules next week. These issues of how to pull off virtual learning are not unique to Baltimore County, of course. Baltimore City, as well as Harford, Howard, Anne Arundel, Frederick, and other counties have made the decision to start the school year distance learning.
What about sports? Has a plan for student athletes been ironed out yet?
Well, what we do know is that all competition has been canceled for the fall. Virtual coaching and conditioning will be offered. And if students are back in school in January, there are 3 mini competitive seasons planned through June of next year. But Superintendent Williams reminded everyone there are no guarantees that that will happen.
We don't know what this year may look like. You know, we may end up continuing this virtual based on the pandemic, or we may be able to go back into a building.
Nathan, one of the most difficult parts of virtual learning is how to meet the needs of special education students. Chief Academic Officer Mary Boswell McComas said parents of a student with disabilities need to contact their school about setting up a meeting to go over their child's education plan.
So still a lot of planning to do even as the school year gets closer to starting. John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WYPR. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.